The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, you lovely BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of The News Show. It's the 24th of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, the Google Pixel. Let's just say it struggled a little bit out the gate. Battery, yeah, a little on the small side. Face unlock, yeah, it'll work with your eyes closed. And now here comes another one. Now it's all about the screen refresh rate. Seems that if you turn it all the way up on full brightness, that's about the only way you're going to achieve 90 hertz for now. Now, Google's actually said the refresh rate depends on what's happening on your screen, so it improves battery life. Yeah, that's small battery. But it seems that the refresh rate also drops down to 60 hertz if the screen's brightness is set below 75%. Your brightness level depends on how well your screen is going to refresh. So you know what this means? Yeah, Google's playing a little PR right now, and get ready for a new update sometime in the future. In fact, they said they have previously planned updates that will roll out in the coming weeks that will include enabling 60 hertz and more brightness conditions. So let's see now, that's two updates that we're still looking forward to for the Pixel phone that haven't came out yet. Supposedly, this one's supposed to be coming out in a few weeks, while the face unlock, yeah, in a few months. We'll see. With Google News, but going on over to the iPhone, finally you can achieve dark mode with your Chrome browser. Yesterday, Google released the updated Chrome app version. This is 78.03904.67. Just giving you the number so you know it's legitimate. Now, on top of the dark mode feature, it also comes with improvements too. It's supposed to be a little faster and supposed to be a little less buggy. You're also going to get presets for bookmarks, history, recent tabs, and reading lists in cards-based UI on iOS 13. You also have the ability, if you want to, and if you trust Google enough, to add a credit card directly in Chrome from the settings page. But really, it's all about the dark mode. That's what we really want, yeah. If you want to go check it out for yourself, get the latest update in the App Store now. The struggle between digital and analog. Audiophiles know what I'm talking about, but I'm sure a few camera enthusiasts out there know exactly what I mean too. Well, Fujifilm's hoping to bring that together for you. They have officially announced the next generation of the flagship X series camera, calling it the X Pro 3. And by looking at it, you wouldn't think, is there any much difference here? Well, you gotta look a little closer than that, as in flipping the camera around. This is where you see Fujifilm has gone a little further in replicating a film-like experience on a digital camera. How's it gonna feel more like an analog camera but give you digital results? Well, manual controls. Plus, there's a whole new display and a whole bunch of other tweak features all throughout this new camera. Basically, what Fujifilm is saying, this is a retro-looking camera that can shoot HDR photos, and there won't be any post-processing necessary. What is necessary? $1,700 of your money. Yep, that's right, $1,699 if you want to get technical. And finally, home alone, bored, all you got is Alexa there with you? Well, have no fear, it's party time! Thanks to a new board game called Hey Robot. What's Hey Robot? Well, it's kind of like Taboo. They have to figure out what they can ask a smart assistant that will get it to recite the word without saying any form of the word in their question. You lost yet? Yeah, hang with me. Basically, the task of this game is players will be getting Alexa, or say another digital assistant, to say a specific word before their opponents can. Now, if you're going to look for this app right now, don't. It's not out yet. Yeah, it's a Kickstarter campaign. They're actually looking for a funding goal of $10,000. Last time I checked, they're not there yet. But they are promising copies of the game will sell for about $30 and are expected to ship in March sometime next year. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. From podcasts to blogs to reviews, it's all over there for you. Go check it out for yourself today. Also, check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.